Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. A bicyclist on a trek from Alaska to Florida has been struck and killed by a semi about 800 miles from his trip's end. The big rig hit 64-year-old Pete Cornell and his two companions around 6 o'clock yesterday near Dawson, Georgia. Cornell's son says his father completed about 2,700 miles of a 3,500-mile trek that took him through Alaska and many other states on his way to Key West. The two other men were injured, one seriously. An Army sergeant has been sentenced to 30 days in prison for his role in the alleged hazing and suicide of a fellow soldier. A military jury sentenced Sergeant Adam Holcomb yesterday, a day after he was convicted of maltreatment of a subordinate and assault by battery. He was cleared of negligent homicide. Military prosecutors say Holcomb and seven other soldiers physically and emotionally abused 19-year-old Private Danny Chen before he committed suicide. Their unit is based at Fort Wainwright. The Air Force is getting a new commander for the Asia-Pacific region this week. General Herbert Carlisle will assume command of the Pacific Air Forces in a ceremony at Joint Base Pearl Harbor-Hickam on Friday. Carlisle was most recently Air Force Deputy Chief of Staff in Washington, and before that, he commanded the 13th Air Force from Hawaii. Carlisle succeeds General Gary North, who is retiring. Air Force Chief of Staff General Norton Schwartz will preside over the change of command ceremony. North has served as Pacific Air Forces commander for 3 years. The command includes units in Guam, Hawaii, Japan, and South Korea, as well as Alaska. A U.S. Senate subcommittee plans to meet in Kodiak on Monday to discuss the need for a strong Coast Guard presence in Alaska amid growing interest in the Arctic. The hearing was requested by Senator Lisa Murkowski. She and the chairwoman of the Homeland Security Appropriations Subcommittee, Senator Mary Landrieu, plan to take testimony from Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Robert Papp. The hearing is scheduled to be held at the Coast Guard Air Station in Kodiak. Fairbanks voters will get a chance this fall to decide whether the borough can regulate air pollution. A group opposed to local regulation of air pollution is behind the Home Heating Initiative. The group has collected enough signatures to put the question on the October municipal election ballot. The borough has rules requiring that newly installed stoves be clean burning designs. It also prohibits the burning of chemically treated wood, railroad ties, garbage, and other unapproved fuels. But Republican North Pole Representative Tammy Wilson says the borough should not be regulating anything to do with air quality. She says people should instead look to the state for action. More than $170,000 has been raised in the Republican primary for the sprawling open seat in Senate District C. Former State Senator Ralph Seekins of Fairbanks reported raising more than $91,000 between February 2nd and July 27th. The bulk of that, about $60,000, came for Seekins or his wife in the form of direct or in-kind contributions. Shell Oil Company says it has downsized its plan for offshore drilling in the Arctic this year. Shell now plans to complete two wells in 2002 off of Alaska's northern coastline. The company had planned on drilling up to five wells. Shell spokesman Curtis Smith said yesterday a main reason for scaling back is the longer-than-expected time it's taking to finish and certify an oil spill containment barge. And a jackup rig is headed to Cook Inlet from Singapore. The mobile rig is partly owned by the state. It's traveling aboard a heavy lift vessel, and the trip is expected to take several weeks.